Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. According to a Yale University study, elder abuse increased by almost 84% during the pandemic. Today, Amanda Sen, director of the Alabama Securities Commission, joins us by Skype with her insight and some advice. Amanda Sen, thank you so much for joining us.
As always, thanks so much for having me, Carolyn.
I noticed, Amanda, that June was devoted to World Elder Abuse Awareness Month. So here we are in July. What did you find out about elder abuse in June?
And we celebrated the entire month of June and promoted it as Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And a lot of folks were wearing the color purple. Several of us had purple ribbons. And there were several of our partners in the Southeast that held events to bring light on these crimes.
So what are the most common areas of abuse of elderly people?
So you have the physical abuse, neglecting seniors and their needs, and then elder financial exploitation, which is the area that we focus on primarily at the Alabama Securities Commission. The physical abuse and neglect often accompany financial abuse, and so our partners in the Department of Human Resources and Adult Protect Services partner with us to help ensure that our seniors aren't also being physically abused and neglected if we find financial harm as well.
Can you give us some examples of this financial abuse that you're commonly seeing?
Oh, goodness, Caroline. We see some of the frauds being perpetrated through the internet and in person. In person, the victims usually become distant in relationships with friends and family. If you see new friendships being forged, oftentimes there are red flags in the victim's life that may indicate they're being financially exploited. Somebody that shows a strong interest in the senior's financial status, or if your longtime friend or family member is suddenly with a caregiver that refuses to allow you to talk to your friend or family member, those are all signs in the physical world. Online, the number of financial frauds, they're exploding. A lot of them involve a romance scam. We have our victims online, especially during COVID. A lot of people went indoors and they were on their computers more than ever, lonely and isolated. So there have been a lot of romance scams perpetrated online where victims are induced to send money to the fraudster to help the fraudster financially, or that person may claim they're in bad health or they need money to come down and visit the person that they've developed a relationship with. And then a lot of them are just investment type scams that focus on seniors because they're the wealthy population, and unfortunately, with age, tend to experience cognitive decline as we get on up in years and we're lucky enough to live a good long life.
So if you have a family member and you see them being exploited or you suspect, what should you do next?
Contact your local law enforcement. If it's elder financial exploitation and you know somebody is involved in perpetrating the fraud, report that person to your local police department. You can contact us at the Alabama Securities Commission if you believe there's an investment component, or if you're not sure, just give us a call at 1-800-222-1253. That's 1-800-222-1253. Or if you just want to ask us what we think about the scam, we'll walk you through it. If not, the Attorney General's office can help with a lot of the consumer complaints. And then always go to your local PD if there's suspected immediate harm and certainly physical abuse and neglect.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Carolyn. Always a pleasure.
Joining us by Skype was Amanda Sen, director of the Alabama Securities Commission. And more information can be found on the commission's website, asc.alabama.gov. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.